Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here. Elon Musk has hit back at an interim late-night federal court order for his social media platform X to hide violent videos of the Sydney church stabbing from all global users. The billionaire posting a cartoon of two paths, one to free speech with his platform and another to censorship with other platforms, and the caption, "Don't take my word for it, just ask the Australian PM." X will have a chance to argue against the ban before a final decision is made in 2 days. Meantime, court today for a young man who's been charged over last week's violent Sydney riots that followed the church stabbing. The 23-year-old turned himself into police yesterday afternoon, shortly after detectives released photos of a dozen men believed to be involved. He's been charged with riot and attempted aggravated break and enter and has been refused bail. Former US President Donald Trump's historic hush money trial has kicked off in the States, with lawyers giving opening statements. Trump is facing a number of charges of falsifying business records, allegedly to cover up a payment before the 2016 election. Speaking outside of court, he says his focus should be on campaigning.
"This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail. It's very unfair what's going on, and I should be allowed to campaign."
And the Prime Minister will spend the next 2 days trekking the Kokoda Track to commemorate Anzac Day. Anthony Albanese will become the first sitting PM to walk the gruelling trail, accompanied by his PNG counterpart, ADF reps and media. Three players will front the AFL tribunal tonight in a bid to escape one-match bans. West Coast is challenging Tom Barasa's suspension, as are the Giants with Toby Green and Jesse Hogan. Footy newsbreaker Damian Barrett says Green was unlucky to be cited for a collision in a marking contest.
"He did take his eyes off at the last moment, is the way I viewed it. I still am old school in that in those moments, I think you're allowed to protect yourself, but the rules have moved away from that, haven't they?"
And Essendon has declared rucks Sam Draper and Tom Goldstein will play against Collingwood on Anzac Day. A blow for Newcastle and Queensland, with Scams confirming fullback Kalyn Ponga will miss multiple months with a foot injury. Brent Reid revealing it could even be longer if he requires surgery.
"The early prognosis, I believe, is up to 2 months. They are worried that his season is done."
The Knights tackle the Dolphins on Sunday. And Melbourne star Jerome Hughes has poured cold water on speculation he's looking for a move to Queensland to be closer to his wife's family. The halfback says there's nothing to the talk. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and 26 in Brisbane, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 25, sunny in Sydney and a top of 27, blue skies for Canberra getting up to 23, late showers and 25 in Melbourne, a shower or two for Hobart, 22 the max, partly cloudy for Adelaide and 25, mostly sunny and 23 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.